so the paradox I learned is that hunting for a wife, being in a wife hunting mode, like a Borat with a bag, you're going to bag him and grab him and run away with him, you know, it's not attractive. And they feel the intensity of that energy. It's not conducive for finding one. But when you relax and just say, I'm going to go in and have a great experience and receive it, it actually becomes more attractive and your odds actually increase. You know, so the harder you're trying to push in a human condition where somebody else is involved, nobody wants to be manipulated. Nobody wants to feel coerced. Nobody wants to feel bullied into a corner. Nobody wants to feel like you're there to win them and bag them. You know, that's not attractive. That's not courting. That's not compelling to a woman. A woman wants to feel pursued in a very romantic way, in a way that you just want to get to know her. You know, just to start there. And so a lot of the times the guys come on a tour and their perspective is, I'm going to go bag me a wife. And so the intensity, the reason I bring this up, because the intensity of this question about what are my chances of success on a Quest tour statistically is I'm going to go, if it's high enough, I'm going to go get me one because I want to go get me one. And it's an emotional energy that ends up not helping you actually get what you want. The very thing you want, you have to relax and just trust that human being will connect when you're in the room. You know, like our slogan says here, you know, it's face-to-face introductions because you can't download a wife. And below, you can't see it down there, but it says magic happens when you show up. And so if you will believe that the opportunity is going to be there, that they're going to be the right place in life, there's going to be someone who really likes you, who connects with you, that you're going to like also, you know, then just let it go. Come there with an open slate to receive and just connect with human beings in a way that's fresh and alive. And this is one of the things I tell guys who want to do this letter writing. I go, the problem with the letter writing is you guys sit at home and you're fantasizing for hours on this. You're poring over the profiles. You're poring over the words they say. And especially if you're writing to them, you're devouring every word of these letters. She's not. Now, so the guy gets over there and he's like fixated, almost like an obsession with this woman he's been writing to. And he gets there and he's all intense about meeting her and he's imagined what this energy is going to be like. And she's like, dude, you're a little freaky right now. I just really met you. I mean, yeah, we wrote some letters, but this is the first time I've met you in person and you're coming off a little heavy. And then he comes locking, comes back going like, oh, the chemistry just wasn't there. Well, look, if she had been poring over your photo and your letters as many hours as you were hers, then maybe you'd both get there and it'd be explosive fireworks, right? But they're not. So you're cheating yourself. But if you'll have faith to get there and you both meet and you both have this attraction, you hit, and now you have this mutual excitement. She gave a phone number because she likes you. She wants to go out with you. And you called her and asked her out for a date. And this woman is stunning. And you're like, oh my gosh, I got a date with this one and this one and this one. And they're going like, he asked me out. I gave a phone number and he actually asked me out. Your first date, you've both been thinking about each other as much, and they're awesome dates. This is one of the reasons we have such a high success rate. So in the nature of asking the question, what are my chances of success on a Quest tour? In a sense, there's often this emotional energy behind it that's all about, I'm here to bag me a wife, and I've got to, like, I'm only going to do it if it's going to be the one to bag me a wife, and I want you to guarantee me that, you know, and it's like, that's not the way human beings work. So I just say that because it's often behind the question. So here it is. My seven factors that do actually contribute to your success. And this is brutal honesty, guys. So we're gonna pony up tonight and get this job done because I want you to win. And you're going to have to be honest with yourself. You're going to have to deal with some of this stuff and get your game together because you need to feel like, you know what, my chances are high because I am honest with myself. I know what I'm bringing to the table. I'm prepared. Okay? So with that, you're going like, oh my gosh, what's he going to talk about? Here it comes. Here's the seven things. First of all, and again, I think we're already here because you're with the Dream Connections call tonight, but obviously picking the best system with the highest success rate is one of the key factors. And obviously, I went on one before that did not have a high success rate, and that can influence you because you can come fully prepared, you know, and have your stuff together, but if two-thirds of the woman in the crowd, you know, are there, they're either, you know, prostitutes or they're scammers or opportunistic girls, and only a third of them are sincere, it diminishes your chance of success. It doesn't have as much to do with you, but it is a factor. And so choosing a success system is great. So The next thing is personal training, development, and preparation. And I'll go over this in a moment. But obviously, you know, that's something we do to help you be prepared before you go. Now, once you're there, here are five personal characteristics about you that are going to influence your success. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. These do. But we're going to look at focusing on your strengths and really amplifying those so they can overcome other things. So this is honest. Here we go. You ready? First one is going to be your personality. And these adjectives here of being comfortable, confident, and fun can go with any personality. An artistic, an analytical engineer, an expressive, you know, sales guy kind of personality, like, you know, and then or a driver, you know, your A-type personalities. Those adjectives are common. In your personality, are you comfortable, confident, and fun to be around? You know, how you rate on that is a factor toward your success. I'm not going to kid you. It is. Your physical attractiveness, it's a factor. And I've had guys, in fact, it was funny, one of the guys I love, and Wes, if you're in the audience, I'm going to tell your story, but we had a guy there who lost part of an arm, and it's hard for me to take those. I mean, him was an exception of the case, but I did, and he was a little bit overweight, but his heart was gold, and he poured himself out there, and he had so many of these other characteristics to offer that he actually did find somebody. Didn't end up in marriage, but wow, they just certainly had some great times together. But your physical attractiveness is a factor. In Wes's case, he wore a cowboy hat all the time. I said, you're not going to wear a cowboy hat over there. Why? Because they don't. That's not going to be physically attractive. It's not just attractiveness to, it's not just physical attractiveness to you. It's what's physically attractive to them. Are they not the ones we're trying to get the attention of? So for them, you know, that's why we really look at facial hair. The guys over there don't wear facial hair. So any facial hair is going to seem a little strange, and they may have to overcome it to get to know you. Paul on the last tour, I love him, guy, dearly. He's got a profile photo of him when he had a scruffy beard, and he's Hispanic, and it's funny. He almost looked like a poster profile of a profiled, you know, terrorist guy, because he had this thing like this, and he's beady eyes, and he intentionally had this kind of a scary photo. And of course, he goes on the tour, and he shaves it off, and the guy is so handsome. He's just smooth. And so we had the other story, Chris Hayes. You know, he had this handlebar mustache like this, and he agreed to shave it, and he won his girl. Other guys, if they have, like Dave had this just very meticulously trimmed goatee and hairline, and it was very handsome and attractive. You know, so, I mean, we'll talk to you about what is attractive to them, and if we can make a recommendation, hopefully you'll take it under the right, you know, understanding. But your physical attractiveness is part of the factor. You know, if you come over there and your dress is sloppy, these are part of my training things. You know, what's going to be attractive to them? We're gonna get you looking as good as possible. Your age is a factor. I'm not going to hide this, guys. It is absolutely a factor. But it's not the same factor you think it is. You know, guys going like, oh, I'm mid-50s. It's too late for me. I'm out of the game. That's not the case. But there's other things that go into that. And so I'm going to talk about that in a minute. The other thing is your lifestyle. And so the seventh and final item is income. And I'm going to talk about how that, because it's a factor. It's a factor, but, you know, we need to deal with it. So I don't want to discourage anybody to say, you know, I don't have big incomes, my chance. Dude, okay, Law Jackson lived in a one-bedroom White Stark apartment. He made a meager income for a guy living in Los Angeles. He couldn't go back to visit his girl. He brought her home when her visa was done. They've been married 3 years, have two babies. They're all happy. You know, so to me, it's like it's not about the income, but you have to understand the whole package. So let's talk about it. First of all, the best system. Obviously, the Quest Tour by Dream Connections includes a personal assistant. Why does this help you increase your chances of success? Because it does. She's going to help you read the girl so you're making good decisions. She's going to help you understand how to culturally do the right next thing about giving a gift or these kind of things. It's critical to your success. It's a big part of your success. She's your friend. She's going to keep you in a good mood and all the rest of that. The ladies are screened. This is a huge part of your success. Like I said, if you went into, you know, another company where they didn't screen the women, 2/3 of the women could be there just for the food. You know, you don't know. And then how does that affect your success? You could be wasting 2/3 of your time. You're not going to know. Next thing is coaching, you know, right there on the spot. You go, hey, Mark, you know, I think I'm getting there. What do you think of this one? And we've done, you know, all kinds of stuff. Then we could look at your dating reports and talk to you, maybe even double date with you and your girl and get some good, give you good information for helping to close a deal or not. Plus, then as a company, we provide support after you find her. And I don't know anybody else on the planet that does this. We're the only ones. We're trying to increase what we do to create more community. We'll have girls, you know, we'll be friends with your, you know, other girlfriends, be friends with your girl, help her adjust, and help you at the right critical moment when that time comes and you could almost screw it up. You know, before you do, you ask your translator, should I do this? Am I reading this wrong? What's going on here? Or call us and we help. And everybody goes through something. And without this, you know, half the marriage we had wouldn't have made it. And the high success rate, period. It goes through all the different stuff we've already talked about. Now, training. I have a required training course. Every guy who goes with us, whether you're individual quest tour or whether you're going to go to Thailand, Colombia, or Ukraine, you got to go through my training course. And with that, you're going to come feeling prepared about how to win her heart, how to make a good first impression, how to dress, your style. You're going to learn about how to have a perfect date, how to work with your translator. All these different things are all included in that. How to know if they're into you, you know, for yourself. Personal development, helping guys develop confidence, build their businesses up. These are things we do with the Quest Mastermind group. And then you're going to have several preparation calls. So when you're actually, okay, I'm getting ready for my tour, you're going to have Skype calls. And they're going to be like, okay, who are the women you want to meet? Okay, have you done this? Have you done this? You got this together. Okay, what happens if this happens? Boom, you're going to go through the whole thing and come like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And how critical is that to you? It's huge to your success. Of course, that just multiplies your ability to win. And then, of course, evaluating your personality honestly, your personality. How would you do in these areas of feeling comfortable? You know, and we do the best to make you feel comfortable in a whole new environment, make you feel like you're at home with people you're familiar with. Plus, the videos is like deja vu. You feel like you've already done this. You know, confidence. I do teaching on confidence. You know, fun to be around. And it doesn't mean just joking or, you know, like telling jokes. But really just being lighthearted, being a fun person to be around. So pick from 1 to 10. You know, how do you rate on this kind of personality thing? But can you approve on it before your tour? Of course you can. So this is why we do this now. I want to show you these 5 character traits that you can be thinking about now because, you know, a lot of them you can improve on. Your physical attractiveness. How are you? How's your body weight? How tall are you? You know, your body conditioning, you know, your muscle tone, these kind of things. Facial hair, no facial hair, your dress, your style, general good looks. Yeah, you can have a guy who's a movie star, rock star, and guess what? He's going to have better odds than just any Joe off the street. But you can do the best for who you are. So I'm just saying it is a factor. I'm not going to kid you. You know, it's a factor. And so can you improve your health? Yeah. You know, we just had Mike lose 60 pounds. You know, we had another guy lose 30 over there. You know, all these things we do to get, you know, coaching and training, try to help you get in the best shape you can. We're going to give you fashion coaching, you know, both in the teaching I do, and I literally hold up a pair of pants like this, a shirt like this, shoes like this, and go through the whole thing. And then plus we tell guys, look, just plan on bringing a little bit of and going shopping with your translator. Let her buy you some good East European stuff that's really cool over there. And so all of that is a factor, but there are things you can improve on to even increase your chances when you get there. So age is a factor. I'm not going to kid you. Age is a factor, but it's something you just adjust to. You know, younger can be more favorable, but for which audience? You know, who are you trying to date? You can offer some strengths because of who you are. You're solid. You're established. There's a lot of attractiveness for a guy who's established. But again, if the most desirable age was 33, 35, whatever, and you're 55, well, how are you in the other areas? Are you fun to be around? You know, are your body in good shape? And then, of course, we'll talk about the other ones, lifestyle and these other kind of things. So, you know, you're not going to be 100% in every category. Young guys don't typically have lifestyle or the income. You see what I'm saying? So I get a young guy who comes on and he goes, I don't have the income. I can't do this. And I go, well, you know, if you can go, yeah, you can do this. You know, it's about winning her heart. And, you know, so you look at the whole package. And then, of course, dating, you know, in your age range. If you're 55, your chance of finding somebody in their late 30s is actually really good, you know, and you would never find that back home where you are. Average age disparities is 10 to 15 years. So that's kind of the zone where you're going to find. But we don't put ages on the name badges. You know, we you're going to go look for those who like you, and you're going to date those who give a phone number. You know, and if she gave a phone number, go. And I always encourage guys, look, date a little older than you thought you'd want to and a little younger than you thought you want to if they gave you a phone number. Get over that and get into it. But the guys will say, well, age is just a number. And by that, they mean I want a 22-year-old. You know, it's like, you know, they're looking for the trophy thing, the arm candy, and that's not my tour. You know, if you're willing to go over there and say, hey, I'm open to what comes, you know, and the ones who give me phone numbers, I'm going to give them a shot. I'll be fair, and I want to listen to my heart, see where I'm really interested. Now I'm going to listen to my translator. I'm going to listen to the coaching and go there just to receive the whole experience. And who knows, you know, the one who ends up I really fall with could be 5 years different or 15 years different. It, you know, I just want to find somebody that's magical we wake up to every day. So if you come with that kind of an open attitude, you've taken fairly good care of your body, and we can help you with good fashion, you know, all the rest that goes with that. You know, we've had guys 65 find their wife, and even on a group tour, we had one guy at 62. I do tend to want to talk to guys over 60 to make sure they're at least good physical shape if they want to go, because, you know, our average guy's going to be 38, so that age could be a factor when you come right after the 33-year-old guy and you're 63. So, and because I'm not just here to take your money, I want you to win, and I don't want you to get frustrated. So, but we've had guys go on group tours that have done very well. So it's a matter of on all these five characteristics, how do you fit? And evaluating your lifestyle. Lifestyle is huge because this is what she's asking. When a woman's dating you, she over there, overseas, they're asking three questions. They're going, you know, do I have chemistry with this guy? I mean, is there something fun about him that would just be a delight to spend time with? You know, second of all, what would life with him really be like? And so this is what the second question's about. And what part of the world do you live in? What's your climate? You know, are you in Alaska or are you in Hawaii? What's really cool about where you live? What's difficult about it? And be honest. Job opportunities for her, the things she could do if she came over. What do you do for a living? This could affect it. I've had guys come in from Canada who worked in the northern oil rigs, and they're gone for a week at a time, but they're home for a week at a time. Well, that's going to not work for some women, and it's going to work for others. So it's a factor, and you think about that. And if you sell it right and help understand, first of all, you got to love your life and say, I love what I do. And when I'm home, I'm just home, and I'm looking forward to spending all that time with my queen. And I'll get you a puppy, and we'll make sure you have friends. But if you can hang out while I'm gone for that week, and we come home, it's just us. You know, I had farmers who tell me, you know, farming's difficult, you know, because for 6 months of the year, we just work all the time. But we make tons of money, and for the other 6 months, we can live like kings and travel the world. That's not going to work for some. It's going to work for others. So this is your story. Do you get what I'm saying? You can't just come and say, what's my chance on a quest tour? What's your story? What do you bring to the table? If you're going to come prepared, a fun person, open-hearted, ready to enjoy, understand what your strengths and weaknesses are, love your life, and just show up, your chances are great. They're great. But it's an individual thing. My chances were great when I went. The other guys, not so. And it's not my fault. And it's not your fault. You know, my success was not contingent on that company's history. My success is not contingent on the other guys in the group. You know, and I want you to understand that. What are cool things you can offer your wife to do and see and be part of? Just what is part of her lifestyle? She's asking herself the question, what is my life going to be like on an ongoing basis to be married to this guy? And then your income. And I put this last for a reason, because it really is easy to overcome when she finds her half. And I mean in both directions. I have guys who come in here. We had one guy who had a net worth of $17 million, and he can't date anybody because as soon as they find out he's got money, guess what those girls are doing? They don't care about him. They're not dating him anymore. They're dating his money. And it's this deep, hollow, aching feel that I cannot find anyone who will love me just for me. And I've had the other side where the guy doesn't make a lot of money and he's wondering, can anybody love me? I'm not rich. I don't bring all these other things to the table. And yet somebody who falls in love, she's going, babe, honey, money goes up, money goes down. We have each other. We'll make it work, you know, because they come from a place where, you know, they don't make a lot and they love their life. So income can help overcome weaknesses if you have a lot of income. So, you know, and honestly, like I said, if you've struggled with your weight, or if you're Samoan, you know, it's at your natural thing. Think about it. Think about this. One thing I love about this. Think about a guy who's 55, who's a happy Samoan. He is a happy Samoan. He loves his life, doesn't make a lot of money, but he lives in Hawaii. Do you see what I'm saying? Income's down. His body weight is up. He's older. But the combination, just, he's going to find his half. Do you get what I'm saying? So you got to quit comparing yourself to other people. You just have to look at, well, who am I? What am I bringing? And love it. And if you're excited about who you are, what you're bringing to the table, and you've done the best with what you have, you know, your chances of winning are very good. And income can increase her sense of safety and security. You know, this guy will be able to provide for me. We're not going to, you know, end up homeless somewhere. You know, if something happens, we're okay. We're going to be covered. So those are an advantage. So a guy with money, that's a higher point for him. You know, hey, I've got this going for me. A guy who lives in you know, Hawaii, he's got extra this going for me. A guy in Minnesota, here. But I have a good brother in Minnesota. The guy owns a nightclub, you know, and he's got lots of friends, great energy, and her life would all be about meeting all these people and hanging out at this jazz club, you know. You know, so all of that's there. So, and honestly, going over there with the kind of, you know, the women we know, you're not going over there for somebody who's marrying you for your money. So it's just one of the factors that can contribute to her overall sense of what's my life like with this guy and what you can bring to the table and what you love about your lifestyle and what you can offer. So yeah, so the question is, how are you going to rate yourself on the seven key factors? You know, do you have the best system? You know, are you going there? Do you have your personal training? Did you go through my videos? Are you working your personal development? How's your preparation? You know, did you go through your calls? And how you rate yourself on your own personality style, about being comfortable, confident, fun, your physical attractiveness, doing the best you can with what you're given, your age, you know, understanding the benefits and disadvantages of all the different age ranges we have there, and truly loving yourself is really just half the battle. You know, age isn't something you control, so love who you are. And understand what it brings to the table at each age. Brings a different set of things that are very attractive to a lifestyle. What is your lifestyle and your income level? And, you know, how does that combination end up contributing to a lifestyle that you want to be?